The Wall Street Journal recently reviewed Jennifer McLagan's book, Odd Bits, How to Cook the Rest of the Animal. I am not a cook, as you may know, but I read book reviews avidly. This cookbook sounds like a treasure for cooks looking for something different. It is a tribute to the ingenuity of cooks in past hardscrabble times and possibly ours today. Offal, O-F-F-A-L, meaning the byproduct or viscera of meat. The name itself does not bode well for dinner ingredients. Today, in a local soul food restaurant, the man in front of me in the buffet line reached in for a generous helping of an undetermined meat. The delicacy did seem vaguely familiar. Okay, pig's feet, or foot, I figured. Not exactly the same end of the pig, but it did remind me of a truck stop cafeteria in Alabama where my old Chapel Hill roommate Betsy and I stopped for lunch. Amidst the fried chicken, catfish, and barbecue was a sizable pan of what I recognized as pig's ears. Disconnected though they were, the ears sat upright in the juices as if listening out for some call to dinner, or perhaps the long-gone voice of the hog caller saying, "Suey, suey." Betsy helped herself to the Alabama pork treat, and we sat together at the cafeteria table to have our lunch. I admit I had to avert my eyes and did not see her actually devour the ears. I was whisked back to my childhood when we sometimes had tongue on the supper table. It was so vividly undisguised, I could not look at it. I learned the awful truth as a young one. I learned averting my eyes early in life, but adult members of the family ate the tongue in sandwiches, I think. As 12-year-olds, Eleanor, Betsy, and I sat at the dinner table in the formal dining room waiting for Dr. McCutcheon to pass the meat. Liver, smothered in onions. I panicked. I could not possibly eat this strangely textured offering, even with its onion disguise. But I could not refuse either, since it was the only entree. I didn't even know that word then. Vegetables and mashed potatoes were passed. I began the laborious task of cutting my liver into minuscule bits, swirling it in mashed potatoes and swallowing the entombed meat whole. It was a tedious and arduous task, but I finally dined the last bit of liver ever. "Nan, won't you have some more?" our host offered. I politely refused. I remember that momentous meal to this very day. I'll leave it to the Scots with the haggis from Sowbelly's and the brew from Macbeth's witches, baboon's blood, gall of goat, who believe it's awful good. Now that's the awful truth.